in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one. Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-3230. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-3230. That's 1-800-400-3230. 1-800-400-3230.
Are you hungry? Thirsty? Want to shoot some darts, billiards, or play a little keno? How about karaoke? Dillon Sports Pub and Grill in Arnold, Missouri is open 365 days a year. We open at 6 a.m. every day. We're open on Sundays. We never close. Home of the perfect Bloody Mary, breakfast pizza, and some amazing wings or biscuits and gravy. Dillon's is the last place on earth that you can eat, drink, and smoke. Located just 5 minutes south of 55-270. Friend us on Facebook, and you might receive a free appetizer with your food and beverage purchase. Tell them Big E sent you.
This is Barry Odom, head football coach of your Missouri Tigers.
To the 10, to the 5, to the house.
And we want you to be part of the action and excitement at the Zoo this fall.
Pressure backside, hit sacked.
The greatest fans in the country are Mizzou Tigers. And the best way to show your support is by purchasing season tickets.
Touchdown, Missouri.
You can order your season tickets at mutigers.com/FBTicks or by calling 1-800-CAT-PAWS. M-I-Z.
Grab your coat. And get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
The player called and said, if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4 day weekend.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We don't wait till it's completely over. We just come on in and say it out. Like, you were going to wait till, like, the whole thing ended. You see, I've turned your mic on.
I was absolutely not.
Well, we've been on for 10 seconds. He let the music run too long, and he spoke, and his mic wasn't even open. 10 seconds. Do you know Scott Sherman?
I do know Scott Sherman. Scott, how are you doing, sir?
Great, Trevor. How are you?
He's classy
incompetence. Is what we got.
You know what? That's a good way
I
to put it.
I think that's
classy.
Even better, sophisticated incompetence.
That's right.
That even sounds better.
Veterinarian.
Sophisticated incompetence. As you can probably hear, Scott Sherman is in the room. We're not going to, you know, start the help with legal stuff till the 4 o'clock hour, but sometimes he just likes to come in here and hang around. Now, first of all, good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon as we end another week, which means there are only 3 left. And we're out of here. And I have, this would be TMZ type stuff. I have some showbiz breaking news that no one else could possibly have, because I witnessed it myself just moments ago. One of those Wayans guys was in here. You know what I'm talking about? The Wayans brother?
Yeah.
Dan, which one was in here?
It was Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans. Well, get this. He went to the bathroom, and he did not wash his hands. I was there, and I witnessed it. I'm not kidding. And I thought, well, you know, surely he's got... Nope. He did his business, walked right out the door. And that you will not see on TMZ or Inside Edition or Access Hollywood, only here. We broke it here.
It's breaking news, Frank. Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you. Now, he's probably somewhere right now listening, turning around to come back to beat me to a pulp for saying that.
Or wash his hands.
Or just come back to wash his hands. That's good, man. Maybe that. Now, in his defense, it was number one, not number two. And I will tell you, I'm not sure I've understood. I don't think I've always understood why it's so important after number one. Let me give you an example. Like, let's just say I just took a shower and came right here. I'm clean. Mr. Happy's clean. He's clean.
Right.
Touching him is not going to make my hands dirty. Now, I'm assuming you don't get dribbled on, or, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
he's as clean as my arm.
Of course.
I touch my arm, I don't wash my hands.
Right.
So why is it such a big deal if you're clean that you have to wash your hands just because you took Mr. Happy out?
I think it's because it's just the social stigma of it. Like, nobody who's seeing you in the bathroom knows if you went one or two. So they're just going to see somebody walk into the bathroom, do some business.
But the person in there with you
sees
that you did one.
Okay.
So.
All right, you're changing this. All right.
I don't have an issue myself with that. Look,
I think it's just a way of saying, hey, look, I'm clean.
Now, if it's evening or even afternoon. You've had a little chance to sweat. You got some of that, I don't want to get too... Well, there's some...
Jeez.
Okay, thank you.
Take back
thank
what
you,
I
Rad
said
boy. Yeah, I don't want to shake your hand if you went in there and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But if it's morning and you just got to work, you probably had a shower. Not a problem with that.
I have a theory.
What is your theory?
The door handle in a public restroom is the filthiest place in the restroom.
Oh.
And if those folks do not all abide by the same washing criteria and standard, then that is the point by which all of these germs can be transferred. So it's for other people.
No, you don't have to do that for
amazed.
Everything.
I was slightly amazed. By
okay.
In the
I
lavatory.
I have another theory.
All right.
The other theory is, while you're standing at the urinal, there could be some splashback. You may not feel it or anything like that, but while your hand's down there, there could be some splashback on it.
All right. I'd go with that. I think to just be covered, it's probably overall a good idea to do that. But I'm here to tell you, this guy didn't, and I guess he's a star. I what's he on? I don't know. I don't know.
He's been in a couple of movies.
Yeah. I don't follow the Wayans. I don't know what they do.
he had a TV show for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
He's got one now.
He's got another one coming up.
You heard it here first. And now everybody that watches it, that listens to this show, they're going to watch me. You know what they're going to be thinking? He didn't wash his hands.
I was going to watch a movie of his letter the entire time.
And that's all you'll
be
thinking
about.
That's exactly right.
He's got pee hands.
And in the movie, if you see a scene where he's shaking hands with a guy, you're going to want to yell out to the theater, don't take his hand! He washed his hands! And I'm sorry to, you know, burst somebody's bubble, but... I would do the same thing if I saw George Clooney do it. I don't care. I think people have to get busted. They just do. And if somebody saw me do it, I did. Well, I did the same thing, and I washed my hands right after he didn't and left. So there you go. It is Thursday. I like Thursday, and apparently a lot of people like Thursday. And part of the reason for that is the guy to my right, your left speaker, Scott Sherman. Now, I have to step back here and lift my chair up a little bit. These chairs are on like a hydraulic tube. And over time, especially for a really fat person sits in it, it just sort of shrinks down and slides down a little bit. Now, this morning, I had a 10 o'clock appointment at MD Health and Wellness. and I had lipo melt the first session. Now, don't confuse this. I actually wish they didn't call it lipo anything, because people will think of liposuction. Liposuction is where they take a vacuum tube, punch a hole in you, insert it, and suck fat out. And you can see the fat going into a container. And that's not anything like this. This is non-invasive. And I'll talk about it more later, but I'm just going to tell you, I had the first session. Average person needs 5 to 10 sessions. It was exactly as they told me it would be and just what I saw it was online. Now, this is the only part I didn't know about. You have to, gentlemen, strip down to your underwear, boxers, briefs, whatever. So I'm in there, standing there just in underwear and socks. That's a good look.
That's a good look.
That's a really good look. And then you lie down.
Wrong one?
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Whose response was that for me being in
the audiences?
No, I don't think so. You'll learn not to overdo them eventually. Now, so then you lie down on a bed, and they place a, I don't know what to call it. It's like a wrestler's world champion belt. You know, those great big, and they put it over your, in my case, I wanted to do it on the abdominal area, because even if you lose weight, sometimes you still have that little Dunlop's thing going there. So I said, let's do that. Now, in one session, no one can expect much. The idea was to show me what it felt like. And what it felt like was a warm heating pad on your stomach. Warm, that's it. Not hot, just warm. It's pleasant. Oh, and the other thing was Jennifer, who was lucky enough to get to see me in my underwear, said, would you like any kind of music? Because you lie there for 20 minutes while this warm LED thing breaks down and basically melts fat. And she says, would you like to hear any music? I said, sure. She says, what kind? I said, 80s country, like George Strait. So she said, Alexa, play some George Strait. And here, boom, like that, out comes George. I still am amazed by this Alexa thing. So George Strait starts playing one song after another. And by the time I listen to about 5 songs, it's over. She walks in, 20 minutes are up. You get up. Oh, before you get up, she takes a, I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of a vibrating thing. It shakes, and she runs it across your stomach, your abdomen, for about 30 seconds. And that's, again, helping kind of break down that melted fat. Then you get up, you put your clothes on, and you walk over to this thing. This whole thing, by the way, took less than 40 minutes. And you stand on a vibrating plate, a rubber, think of a treadmill. It's like you're standing at a treadmill, but there's no treadmill. You're just standing on a flat rubber plate that vibrates. Now, I recorded myself while I was standing there. I was on it for 10 minutes, and my speed was 15. It's adjustable, like a treadmill. So I was at 15 for 10 minutes, and it also tells you, as you're vibrating, it tells you how many calories you're burning. I burned 60 calories. Not yet. It's making signs to me. I burned 60 calories just standing there because you're shaking. Now, I realized while I was standing there that I could sound like Katharine Hepburn. So I recorded. You can bring this up now. Here, I recorded. This is me on the, well, I tell you on here what it is. Hang on. Let's see if this, I hope this works. Here we go.
Okay. I'm on the lipo melt machine. It's not a lipo melt. It's called the VMAX Fitness Pulsar. You got Katharine Hepburn on here. I'm not going to Golden Pond. Yeah, this is, I kind of like this. I'm 8.5 out of 10 minutes at a speed of 15. I have burned in 8.5 minutes 63 calories, and you do this after you are on the table with the heat thing on your stomach. Ave Maria. Radio.
And for the rest of the time, the last 2 minutes, I just stood there singing. The songs with long notes because you cannot do it without shaking. So that's my lipo melt experience. We'll talk about it again a little later. I gave everybody plenty of notice and told you a couple of weeks ago that they would do so many first sessions for nothing. And I got in on that and made an appointment, and my appointment was for today. So I got the first. Now, I don't know if they still have time for any of those. It can't hurt to call. Can't hurt to ask them. Say, hey, any more of those first free lipo? But keep this in mind. Before we did anything, she took three measurements. She measured right under my ribs. Then she measured the abdomen and then the hips. It's like three different sections. And each one is different. One would be a certain number of inches. So she took the three. Then she measured them after I got off of the, after we did the, you know, the belt thing. I lost total in those three areas in 20 minutes. 3 inches.
Whoa.
3 inches. Yeah. Like an inch in the upper part, maybe an inch and a half. And it was wild. And so you can imagine if people go in for, it's not free. Insurance probably doesn't cover it. While I was in there, there was a lady in there, and I'm not going to mention her name. Well, I can mention her first name, Susan. Nobody knows who she was. And we start talking, and she let me know that she knew who I was, and she liked to listen and says, I'll go where you go. And she says, I'm here because of you. And I said, what are you having done? She says, lipomelt. And she was standing there writing a check for a number of treatments because she knew that she probably had a total of, I don't know, 7 to 10 inches. They do it under your chin, the turkey neck thing, the flab under the arms thing. And Dr. Gilbertson himself, who's there, has already done, I think, 5 on himself for his face. Bags under his eyes, under the chin. So he's in the middle of a series. So it may be for you. It may not be for you. You may not need it. Maybe all you need to do is lose 30, 40, 50 pounds. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. MDHealthWellness.com. LipoMelt. Just did it today. And wouldn't hesitate to do it if I had to do it 6 or 7 times. Do it because it does not hurt at all. In fact, lots of people go to sleep. And once I was having it done, I understood that. Because it's like a warm heating pad on your stomach. And you're listening to music and you fall asleep. And that's fine, too. Once again, let's please welcome at the control board for his 4th day in a row from Great Britain, Trevor Phillips.
There you go. Hello, everyone. Hello.
I will tell you that I checked email every... Now, see, you don't have to... The applause does not have to just hang. You can just
fade it out.
Yeah, thank you. I checked email. I'm checking it every day after the show, and I checked it again, either if not right after the show, the morning, because in the morning I read emails from... that would have come in after we do this. I finally got one, and the guy does not care for you. And he says, lose the British guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't please everybody, right?
Or something to that effect. You don't need the British guy. That's it. That's one. But then I got others that said... they found you to be charming was a word that was. See, I told you that.
Ooh, I like that
word.
That's a good word.
You get that charming, sophisticated.
Delightful, thing. Maybe.
Delightful.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then we're going to take a break and do some business. We're going to do traffic, and I guess you're going to get. Are you going to get Mr. Londoff on the phone?
Yes, we will. Right. Yeah.
And when we come back after all that, we'll do the Burke segment. And my son, my older son, told me to ask you about something, and it's something he found that apparently people in Great Britain eat, and we don't eat it here. And I had heard of it, but forgotten about it. And that's all I'll tell you. And that's called teasing the audience.
Whoa.
And making them keep listening. So I'm going to turn it over to Dan. We're going to do some traffic. We'll do a little business. And when we come back, what is it that's in a can that they eat over there that we don't see on the shelves over here? Dan, take it away.
Thanks, Frank. We're going to check traffic right now because I can't wait to hear what it is. Here's Tim Weiling with traffic.
All right, I'm looking at an accident now on westbound Highway 70 at Forest Stall that's blocking the left lane. Traffic is already starting to back up east of the way station. They did clear an earlier incident that was on westbound 4064 at Spady. You still had some leftover slowdowns between Highway 170 out through Lindbergh, and then things open up. You have slow traffic on southbound 270 from Page down through the Clayton Road overpass. Stop and go from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And eastbound 40 downtown, that's just getting started heavy east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the endless summer sale, August 24th through September 4th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. You know that this summer has taught us one thing and one thing only, and that's the importance of air conditioning. Well, Premier Heating and Cooling is there for you, whether it's the dog days of summer or the cold of winter. 636-916-1122, the oldest and most experienced American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. And they're so good that they've noticed now some of their competitors are now calling themselves the Premier AC Service. Not even close. Make sure that when you call, you get the original. Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122. Free estimates on any service that needs to be done. 24-hour emergency service available. Financing for the bigger jobs and maintenance agreements that can save you a lot of money over time. But the most important thing is that experience. 25 years, residential and commercial HVAC. If it's too hot in your house or too cold in your business, give them a call. They'll make it right. 636-916-1122, Premier Heating and Cooling.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-8179 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-8179 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-597-8179. That's 800-597-8179 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
No one plans for their house to become damaged. And let's face it, the average homeowner doesn't have extra money sitting around for unexpected repairs. But when it comes to something as important as your basement's foundation, you shouldn't avoid it. It must be fixed. Call Helitech. They've been in the business of healing homes for 30 years, and they provide easy financing so you can have your home healed now while the issue is prevalent, but pay over time when it's convenient for you and your family. Honored by the Home Builders Association and the Better Business Bureau alike, you can trust that Helitech will diagnose your basement's problem and fix it the right way the first time. They also provide a transferable warranty for the lifetime of your home, so you can rest easy. Contact the company that has been trusted by homeowners 30 years strong, Helitech. Helitech will have your back from financing to repairing your home. Trust your home to the healing hands of Helitech.
Heal your home with Helitech.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets to see the St. Louis FC in September with three big home games. September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
And decide where to eat tomorrow?
How about Bishop's Post for their Fresh Catch Friday? This week, Bishop's Post is serving fresh grouper with a vegetable ragu and fresh mushrooms. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. Online at bishopspost.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Two tickets for two men to the annual St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fundraising dinner at the Ritz-Clayton. This jacket and tie dinner is full of fun, great food and entertainment, including stories from St. Louis's own John Hamm, plus a $150 gift certificate. This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game or four Blues preseason game tickets.
For more news, go to KTRS.com or donate and check all the auction packages.
Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Nestle Purina Radiothon all day Wednesday on the Radiothon.
Spectrum Eyeglass Repair
and the Big 550. KTRS cares.
Guys, here's a number we think you'll find interesting. 50% of men over 40 suffer from erectile dysfunction. There are lots of causes for ED and male sexual performance issues. Diet, stress, medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, prostate cancer. At the St. Louis Men's Clinic, we specialize in male sexual health, and we can deliver immediate results for men experiencing erectile dysfunction. It's all we do, all day, every day. Our doctor-supervised non-surgical treatment plans have helped over 15,000 men in St. Louis improve their performance. And improved performance means a more satisfying life. Call us today to make an appointment. Our doctors will create a customized treatment plan that applies state-of-the-art medicine and technology to address your sexual health. You'll see results on your first visit. Take control of your sexual performance by calling St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
If you're ready to develop peace of mind through self-reliance, you need to visit Gateway Readiness. That's where you'll find a complete line of clothing, electronics, and emergency supplies to prepare you for the unexpected. Gateway Readiness focuses on the needs of each individual. So whether you're a prepper, a camper, or a hunter, Gateway Readiness has the equipment for you. They even offer complimentary food and beverages. Visit them today on Merrimack Bottom Road at Highway 55. That's Merrimack Bottom Road at 55 or online at gatewayreadiness.com.
Wow, we have a full room here. We have Scott Sherman in the room, and on the phone, we have John Londoff. Hello, John.
Well, hello, Frank. How are you?
I think this could be as good a day as a person could have today for me.
Oh, well, congratulations. You're well-deserved. You have a great day.
Thank you. Trevor is still in the room. Trevor, say hi to John Londoff.
Hello, Mr. Londoff. How are you today?
Fantastic, Trevor. How are you?
Another day in paradise, sir.
Ready to get that great new deal from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on that Chevy Malibu?
Literally looking on your website right now, and I've kind of got my eye on a used 2015. Only got 24,000 miles on it. That seems like a pretty good bargain.
Beauty, but I'll make sure that Frank and Dan, they give you my email. My cell phone number. You can just give me a call direct, okay? Yeah.
Of course.
John, when you talk to him, don't you feel like you should be wearing a tuxedo or something? I do. I feel like I'm underdressed or something when he speaks.
What are you wearing right now, Frank?
Well, I don't think guys should ask other guys that. I'm wearing khaki pants and a dark a red cardinal polo shirt, like a golf shirt, and some canvas shoes.
Cool.
Huh? That's cool, literally.
You're a sharp,
cool.
You're a sharp dresser.
No, I never have been. But one yes, day I may take a year and dress nice, just to see what it's like, what it feels like.
Dan, what would you do? And Trevor? Hello, Scott. In there. Hello, Scott.
Hi, John. But,
if Frank came walking in one day in a suit with a tie.
I've done it. I have a couple of times where I had to go to a funeral or something, and I had to come in that way.
No, I mean, you dressed up, you know, that way. You know, dress for success, even though you're very successful. Dress for success, come in there, and just knock the lights out of the show.
I'm not successful yet, but I'm about to become successful after about 3 more
years. Yes, you are.
Starting the 1st of October, I'm going to be very successful. I did also wear in here one day, and I bought these things, and I'd never had a pair. Have you ever worn a pair of bib overalls?
No.
John.
I take it back. For hunting, I had, heavy camo,
And I've seen what you're talking. I know what you're talking about, the hunting.
Yeah.
But just regular farmer overalls. Go get a pair.
No.
And I'm, well, wait a minute. Saturday at home, knocking around the house, outside. Once you wear them, you'll go, these farmers have got the right idea. Huge pockets. They're comfortable. You can eat all you want, and because they're not going to fall down. They've got the straps, and the pockets are gigantic. They are the most comfortable things you can wear. You look like you're on Hee-Haw, but they're really comfortable. And so I've got one pair, and I'm going to tell you why I bought them. You want to hear the story?
I'd love to hear the story. I don't think I have a choice, but go ahead.
This is why employers, this one at least, doesn't like me, because I do things like this. At one point years ago, somebody here in management made a big deal out of the dress code, and they even went so far at one time, not now, but to say we don't even really like denim or jeans. So the next day, I wore bib overalls in, just to be defiant, and they don't like that kind of stuff. But it was hilarious. And
yeah, I think it would be hilarious.
That's why I bought bib overalls, and they're still hanging in the closet. They are
better. So, years ago, the dress code at Long Enough Chevrolet for sales, shirt and tie.
Yeah.
And many, many years. Today would have been my dad's 93rd birthday. So God bless Johnny Sr. and still happy birthday to him. But 25, 30 years ago, I took him on a hot day, like we were having weeks ago.
Yeah.
And walked one building to the other. He starts sweating. He's like, "What? Why are you doing this to me?" I said, "I want you to feel what it's like for all of us to be wearing shirts and ties. God love you. You're in that office, got that AC cranking. We're out here on this blacktop trying to tell people what a great product we have, and we are like sweating through our shirts."
Yeah.
And 30 minutes later, you'd have these sweat stains, you know, on your chest. And I know as a consumer, if I was looking at someone trying to sell me it's not like, man, you need to get inside. Look. So now we have golf shirts, they're dry fit, they're Johnny Londoff. We have the 90 degree rule. When it's going to be 90 degrees or hotter, you can wear khaki shorts, nice white tennis shoes or nice white loafers.
Yeah.
This way they're comfortable. You have to be comfortable. And I think consumers, I ask customers, what do you think? They're like, I'd rather see, your salespeople in a polo shirt or, a golf shirt and a pair of shorts than in a three-piece suit,
And it also breaks down a barrier. When you're dressed in a suit and tie, it's almost like an authoritarian. A customer feels like we're on the same level if you're dressed casually, I think. Now, a long time ago, I was offered a job at the old folks station. And up until not too long ago, everybody on the air there had to wear a tie to be on the air, shirt and tie. So I get offered a job there. This is 25, 30 years ago. And the guy that ran the place, as we walk through and he's showing me everything, I noticed everybody, the news guy, everybody had on a white shirt and tie. And I said, I got to tell you something. If I come to work here, I'm not doing that. I'm just not. And he said,
And this is kind of how he talked. He says, "Well, you won't have to. You won't have to."
And I thought, all right. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. If I do, everybody will hate my guts. I'm the only guy that doesn't have to.
But he said, if that's you're not comfortable, you don't.
You think, Trevor, that's the way he talked. Robert Hyland. Robert Hyland. The late Robert Hyland.
He was very serious. And you, young man, you don't have to.
You do great impressions.
Well, thank you, John.
That was
Hey, let's talk about great people.
All right.
How about some great AM and the PM listeners? I'm pretty sure they're listening right now.
I hope so.
Sharon and Charlie Sidebottom. Sharon and Charlie Sidebottom.
That's a good name.
You know, they bought not one, two Chevys today, an LT Malibu, so you better hurry up, Trevor, they're going fast, and an LT Cruise, and I'm telling you what, they are very, very, very AM and the PM. Terry Scales was their sales rep. What a great young man. Mike Wan's the sales manager. And so thank you very much, Sharon and Charlie. I can't wait to, again, mention this on the air, and just two vehicles in one day.
Let's say you want two vehicles. Let's say you want two vehicles and your name is Sidebottom. Just call Londoff because, boy, they got them.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Trevor.
Now, Trevor, you're just new to this. It's hard to believe, you know, how Frank comes up with that stuff. And, I mean, it just
he's quick.
I don't know how you do that.
I'm a savant.
You are a savant.
I'm a savant.
It's a facial cue. You
know, who else? Looking one at that.
Oh, come on. Who else? Who else do we have?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Sorry.
The Bowers, Robert Bower and Mindy Bower, all right?
The
but new Silverado, the AM and the PM.
They deserve running Bowers. Yeah. You want a Silverado? Come see ours. Then you can join happy folks like the Bowers.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I love the ice skates that their family makes.
The ice what?
Ice skates, hockey skates, Bower.
See, I'm not a skater. I wouldn't know that's a brand. Is that a big name? Is it a big hockey skate name?
Oh, yes.
Bower and TCM are the two of the biggest.
Ooh, listen to the two skaters talk. Trevor, have you ever ice skated?
I have not, no. Yeah. I don't think I could. I would love to try. I am a big fan of ice hockey. Been watching it for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Pretty impressed.
Oh, like yeah.
It. You're still young enough. John's laughing at the way you talk.
I think that was Trevor's Midwestern accent there. Pretty impressed.
John, if he laughs at the way you talk, here's how you get him back. Now, just repeat after me.
Okay.
We own a bidding lot. Try that.
We own a bidding lot.
There you go.
Trevor, it didn't take you long, did it?
Thank you.
For making fun of the poor big nose Macedonian here. That's okay, buddy.
And you're the one that said big nose. We never said that.
Like a pot shot, you know, as car guys. But they all come to us when it's time to get a great deal.
That's right.
On transportation, you know, we take care of the AM and the PM crowd. And, Trevor, we take care of everyone that is a part of the AM and the PM show.
Yes, they
okay,
do.
Buddy?
Even the snarky Brits.
Well, John. If I could go back to something that Frank said the other day, remember I was talking about I would love to own a Chevy Camaro? Now, I did say blue with white stripes,
yes,
right?
Did, yeah.
And you said souped up, that'd probably be about 70 grand.
Not quite 70, but with a big hot engine.
It would be expensive.
Big hot motor, it's going to be at least close to 60.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's still expensive.
No?
All right.
No,
well,
no. Frank, I hate to tell you this, because,
right.
I mean, 99.9% of the time, you are correct. I mean,
I've never bought a Camaro.
Absolutely. But
what?
I am actually, again, I'm on the Johnny Londoff website because I like to hang out there. There are two Camaros.
Yeah.
Both are under 20 grand. I've got one that's black for $18,000.
Come on!
That's red, and a nice shade of red, under $16,000.
No, I couldn't have been more wrong.
Hey?
Man, oh man, Trevor, you're doing the spot.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, let's bill him an extra,
if you want to take a break, I mean, Trevor and I can go and handle it from here, maybe.
I'm going to sit down and shut up. Dan
in this
and he could do a Camaro. He's a single guy. He doesn't need a family vehicle.
I do not know.
Yeah.
Lavish
lifestyle. Enjoy it while you can, because once you get married, whoever she is probably not going to let you have a Camaro.
Well, that's not true. Well, that is not true at all.
Well, John, it's true for the people who let their wives tell them what to do, and I've met guys like that.
Well, that's you, Frank. I mean, you know, I've witnessed it. I saw it with my own eyes, that Indian motorcycle. This is the last time I'll ever mention
here we
it.
Go.
The absolute last time I'll mention it this week. And that is you took that bike for a ride. You gave your beautiful wife this little look, little star, maybe a little tear in the corner. She goes, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
All right, now my version.
And if I remember correctly, that was when the Peroni's Pizza, they put like four Peroni pizzas in the back of the top. Johnny Long, Chevrolet Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
And you drove off, and as you were driving away, a little tear coming down your cheek because you couldn't get that motorcycle you wanted.
All right, now I'd like to take a moment to tell the true version of what happened. He had an Indian motorcycle. It was maroon and cream. It was beautiful. And I got on it, rode it around the parking lot, and then I got off, and my wife says, you should get that for yourself. You deserve it. And I said, why don't you just shut up and go over and get me another hamburger and mind your own business. That's exactly what happened right there. And she did. She went and got me a hamburger. And then she came back and she says, I'm sorry, I forgot my place. That's what she said. That's what happened.
That is not it at all. And we're not going to talk about it either.
No, we're not. Okay? It's over. No more Indian motorcycles.
It is over. But I tell you what's not over. The great deals at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. We are closing out this month of August. Can you believe,
I cannot believe
that a week from tomorrow is September the 1st?
Yes.
Okay? Unbelievable. So, now, great deals, unbelievable, great inventory levels on new and used cars. So, come and give us a shout at 314. Is that a British term? I don't know why. I just said that. Shout? Give us a shout.
Give us
I don't think it's necessarily British.
No.
No.
It's not probably a Midwestern term.
You can use it.
Hey, Trevor, say, hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys. Was that American enough for you? Oh,
that's pretty Midwestern part, yeah.
That was northern part of America. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be, hey, you guys. You know.
How come some of the greatest actors and actresses are from Britain? And I know the answer, because they go to school at a very young age to become unbelievable actors and actresses. And yet they do this incredible job with an American, you know, accent.
Yeah, we talked about this the other day. Hugh Laurie.
Voice lessons.
I didn't know the guy was British till I saw him interviewed. And Tracy, what's her name? Ullman. Tracy Ullman.
No,
she can lose and use any accent.
You know that miniseries Band of Brothers that's so good? Half of those guys were British.
Yes.
Including the redheaded guy that played Dick Winters. He was... and still has a show.
Why do I barely hear him? Is his mic up enough?
Yeah, okay.
I can hear him.
And he is 100% British, and it's a perfect, Western Pennsylvania, Central Pennsylvania accent. It's amazing.
I, for some reason, I think it's easier for you guys to do our accent than it is for us to do yours.
Is it because there's so many regions in Great Britain?
I think so.
We have the same thing. We have the North East Coast, the Cape Cod people, New York people, Southern people.
Right.
And we talked about that. You know, put somebody, you know, from Boston, Massachusetts, with someone down in South Texas.
Like
they
two
can
different
barely
countries.
Understand each other.
Yeah. That's true.
They can't understand a word each other. Yeah. I mean, it's better give them a pad of paper and a pen to write down what they're trying to say to each other. Right. But here's what I'm going to say to the aim of the PM crowd. We love you at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Absolutely going to take great, great care of you and give you an experience that you will never experience again until you come back for that second and third and fourth vehicle. So give us a call. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365, as Trevor will tell you, at Londoff.com. Trevor, I'm glad that you're liking our website. We work very hard on that. That is a huge piece of what we do, and that is consumers. So many consumers, over 80%, go online and check out our inventory.
All right. You're ready for more business? It's on the way.
Can't wait, buddy.
Hi, right, John.
Hi, pal.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nice to see you, Chief.
Buddy, pal, chief.
Yeah.
You know where they are. North County 270, Washington Elizabeth Exit. Can I just do some business? Then we're on time. Can I do that?
And then we'll have time. If you want to.
After the news block to get Scott in here. Scott Sherman coming up right after the 4 o'clock news. If you have a legal question or you think what you're dealing with might need litigation or at least an attorney letterhead, this is your guy. First Community Credit Union is your credit union and your bank. It doesn't have the word bank in it, but it's a place to do your banking. Nobody ever says, where do you do your credit unioning? Yeah, it's where you do your banking. And for a lot of people, lots of people, it's First Community Credit Union. A place where at one time, I have to make a decision. Uh-oh. A lot of people would kill the mic and clear their throats or cough. No, we don't do that here.
We don't. It's all out in the open.
Just like that. So
all right.
We're human.
Handled like a professional.
Why cover it? Now, at one time, you could not do your banking at First Community Credit Union unless you worked at Monsanto. That's who it was established for, people who worked at Monsanto. And the good news today is almost all of you listening right now, if you can hear this station, they welcome your business. You probably do your banking there, too. There are a couple of little weird geographic exceptions, and you're probably not part of that, but they'll explain that to you and why if you are. I would say 95% of you could do your banking there. It's where I do all my banking. It's where I have ever since they've come on board here, and I'm glad they did, and I'm glad I do. and I hope you'll consider it. I know it's not a top priority. Just think about it, please. And if you like the yard sale on Saturday, I've been informed they will continue to be sponsoring that at the next stop. So thank them for that and everything else they've done for this show and everything they'll do for you as a customer. Make that member. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations. The number one, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, firstcommunity.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, we've got a new accident called out here on westbound Highway 70 before Jennings Station Road. Traffic's already slow from about Union. They did move or open up the lane on westbound 70 at Forestell. Traffic is jammed from Wentzville Parkway, though, out through Forestell. They have an accident reported on southbound Highway 270 south of Olive. Yet I haven't seen it on the camera, but you are stop and go from Page all the way down through Manchester. Eastbound 40 downtown now is slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 44, you're slowing Jefferson to the 55. Northbound 55 to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound 270, that's stacking up now east of McDonald through 170. This traffic report brought to you by Little Caesars, where you can enjoy a large classic pepperoni pizza for only $5. It's hot and ready all day, every day at Little Caesars, plus tax at participating locations. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier Heating and Cooling at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Inland Marine Boats and Barnhart is St. Louis's Mercury Platinum boat dealer.
Hi, I'm Jim Dooley, owner of Inland Marine Boats. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
America's banks make the American dream come true. Banks of all sizes help us buy our first homes and grow the businesses that create jobs. But they could be doing even more if Washington would fix the rules that are limiting responsible lending to families and small businesses. We can change that while sustaining the important progress we've made. Tell your senators to unleash the economy's potential by passing common sense regulatory reform. Let's give everyone the opportunity to live the American dream. This message is brought to you by the Fund for Economic Growth.
Can't decide where to eat tomorrow?
How about Bishop's Post for their Fresh Catch Friday? This week, Bishop's Post is serving fresh grouper with a vegetable ragu and fresh mushrooms. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. Online at bishopspost.com.
This station is your home for St. Louis FC. The Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis.